Good morning to everyone and to all the people who tune in every day. We begin our briefing by celebrating Africa Day, which is marked today in the midst of the pandemic and with all its limitations, but such an important day cannot be missed by Cubans because of all the cultural ties and the ties of love that unite us with the African continent. And we congratulate all the people of this continent and our collaborators who are fulfilling their mission in many countries of Africa. In spite of the pandemic and the difficulties, well, congratulations on this celebration. We start the day without a death, another good news, another good result. In our hospitals, 445 patients are still admitted, of which 285 are suspected cases. That is, they have some symptoms and some epidemiological risks. One is being kept under surveillance, and we have 159 patients left. Of all those who have been diagnosed so far in primary healthcare, 1,996 persons are being monitored for certain risks of the disease. Yesterday, 1,451 samples were studied. 554 were processed by the molecular biology laboratories of the IPK, 276 by the Provincial Center of Villa Clara, 246 by Santiago de Cuba, 188 by Havana, and 187 by the Brothers Imejeras Hospital. I have been asked about the way the laboratories work. The labs are divided by region. The samples from the eastern provinces go all the way to Santiago. Those from the center, they are processed in Santa Clara, and the western provinces have their samples sent to Havana and to the IPK laboratory. The IPK is the country's laboratory of reference. That's why, although we only have molecular biology laboratories in these three provinces, all of the provinces send their samples for processing. As a result of the study of the 1,451 samples, 6 were positive, 0.4% of the samples studied, the lowest figure we have had in the last 21 days, but in no way this means that the moment is less risky. Thus, Cuba accumulates 95,511 samples taken. And as a result of their analysis, 1,947 have been confirmed with SARS-CoV-2 virus and COVID-19, which is 2% of the samples processed. The 6 cases confirmed yesterday are all Cuban, as it has been occurring in the last few days. 5 are contacts of already confirmed cases, and thus 89.4% of the cases of the epidemic in our country have had as a source of infection a contact with a case that is already confirmed, accumulating 1,704. In one case, the source of infection has not yet been determined, and we have accumulated 70 cases, 3.7% of which are still being investigated in order to determine the source of infection. With the source of infection abroad, we had talked about yesterday about one patient from Granma province, but who came already infected from Mexico and went directly to the hospital. She was not really in Granma province at any time. There are 132 people who have had their source of infection abroad for 6.9%. Of the diagnosed cases, 3, the same amount of male and female. However, in the accumulated, the male sex with 991 cases and 50.9% of confirmed cases in the country has a discreetly higher percentage than the female sex. Five of the positive cases were asymptomatic, and thus there are 978 of the 1,947 patients diagnosed, that is 50.2% of the confirmed cases, that at the time of their diagnosis had no symptoms of the disease. This shows the risk of COVID-19, which has a high number of asymptomatic people who have the virus and, what is worse, spread it. The most affected age group was 40 to 60 years of age with 4 cases, followed by the under 40 years of age with 2 cases. No child was confirmed yesterday. By province, Havana had 5 cases confirmed yesterday, 2 from El Cerro municipality, 1 from Old Havana, 1 from Central Havana, 1 from 10 de Octubre, which makes the 5 cases confirmed in Havana, and 1 case from Morón in the province of Ciego de Ávila. These were the 6 cases today. With regard to the positive case rate per 100,000 inhabitants, in the last 15 days, the province of Matanzas remains in first place with a rate of 8.5 per 100,000 inhabitants, followed by the province of Havana with 4.6, Camagüey 1, Ciego de Ávila 0.9, Villa Clara 0.5, Las Tunas 0.2, Pinar del Río 0.2, and the remaining provinces have not confirmed any case in the last 15 days. This is the situation we had until yesterday. Of the 1,947 patients we have diagnosed as of last night at midnight, 159 remain in hospital, which are the active cases we have so far. Of these, 96.8%, and this is a very important indicator which we always stress every day, 154 have a stable clinical evolution. Unfortunately, we have had 82 deaths, none during the day, as I said earlier, and that gives us a lethality of 4.2%, which we always compare with the region of the Americas, and thus Cuba remains in the 15th position in terms of the percentage of lethality. The region has 5.89% of lethality, and 13 countries have a lethality rate above that of the Americas region. Again, Cuba holds the 15th position in terms of fatality rate. We always mention the 2 people who were evacuated. And in the day, there were 15 discharges, which is more than the number of confirmed cases. Another positive indicator. In this way, 1,704 people who have had the COVID-19 in our country have recovered and are discharged, some of them clinically discharged, others epidemiologically discharged, and a high percentage incorporated into their normal activity. Today we report the existence of 5 patients in serious condition, 2 more than yesterday, no critical cases. Until 12 last night, the 5 patients in serious condition, 3 are from the Salvador Allende Hospital in Havana, and 2 from the Mario Muñoz Morroy Military Hospital in Matanzas. 2 serious patients are added, 1 in the Salvador Allende Hospital here in Havana and another in the Mario Muñoz Monroy Hospital in Matanzas. That's the balance of the patients in serious condition. No patient in critical condition. The world still reports the 185 countries we have been mentioning for several days now with cases of COVID-19. There are already 5,273,572 confirmed cases, and yesterday 98,096 people were confirmed with this disease worldwide. 3,683 have died, and 341,722 people have already died from COVID-19. This gives a lethality rate of 6.48%. The region of the Americas with 53,928 confirmed cases yesterday already has 2,419,355 confirmed cases. This accounts for 45.88% of the total number of reported cases worldwide. 142,580 deaths, 2,620 more in just one day, and as we said before, a lethality of 5.89%. This is the information we had to give you. We are seeing results, but we always reiterate that this is a crucial moment, because if restrictions are lifted and the population does not comply with the restriction measures, and we already see some movements here in Havana of people not always keeping the correct social distancing, some people without face masks. And this is very risky, because we can have a new wave of the disease, a rebound, if all these elements are not taken into account. Allow me to clarify something that I did not say about the incidence rate, because several questions were asked regarding the case confirmed yesterday in the province of Granma. The last confirmed cases of this province date back to April 26. Tomorrow it will be a month since it reported its last case. This is a province that has not lifted its restrictions and has even increased them, and taking into account its evolution, this province remains without transmission, because the case that was confirmed yesterday acquired the disease abroad, and it is what we call an imported case. And this case had absolutely no contact with the province and does not pose a risk for the province.